Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you, Tsepiso.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. Blessed, thank you.
Lovely, cannot complain. Now, you know, we're talking about managing change. And managing organizational change is a complex aspect of change management. And leaders must align people with the reason for the change, and often working against long-standing habits and also beliefs in the organization. Now, why is it important for leaders to be able to navigate change? Is change an inevitable part of an organization's lifespan?
Yeah, I mean, a very good question. You know, we always joke around and say the only thing that's certain in life is death and taxes. Yes, most of us also know that another certainty in life is also change. Change is inevitable, whether in your personal life or work life, even within an organization. And any organization that, you know, strives to be a relevant organization needs to be able to adapt to change.
Beautiful, beautiful. So, it's going to happen. That's a guarantee. But why is it important then for the leaders to have that ability to navigate change?
Yeah, I mean, change is daunting, right? We, most of the time, whenever prepared for change, we like, you know, we like the status quo. And within the status quo, it can be very scary if you are looking at change in the face. So as a leader, you need to kind of, you know, encourage your people, or actually comfort that, you know, they will be able to trust in you in the context of any change that may come about. So I think for me, as a leader, or anyone that aspires to be a leader, you need to be able to ensure that, you know, those who look to you for some sort of leadership can actually place their faith in you at times that they obviously are more afraid, and your leadership kind of needs to point the way in such a way that you know, they believe that you'll be able to lead them through whatever change is potentially on the cards.
It's normally an unfamiliar terrain with a lot of people, so maybe we get the leaders to be able to help us, you know, to navigate that space as well. Now, how can leaders then effectively manage change in their organizations? What's the best way?
Yeah, that's a very good question. I mean, there's no perfect answer for that in terms of effectively managing change. I mean, a lot of organizations fail because they don't necessarily know what is the best way to deal with a particular aspect of change, or they're not necessarily prepared for it. I think that the most important thing is that within the context of change is that, you know, between leadership and those who are obviously being led, need to be open cards around, you know, how you communicate effectively with your organization and the people who are following you around, obviously, the strategy in which you will manage yourselves through that change as an organization. So I think that's the key thing there, is that communication is always important. People need to be kept abreast of, you know, what the organization is thinking, or what leadership is thinking around managing the organization through that change. Again, you know, you have to instill that confidence in your people around what change could potentially mean, and how we are successful in the context of whatever change we are potentially going, or changes we are potentially going.
That's a piece of.
Yes, I'm still here.
All right, I lost you there. You're saying whatever the change that is going on, and then I lost you.
Yes, so the last thing I said is that obviously within the context of open cards, we need to effectively play open cards and communicate effectively, you know, how we manage the organization through that change. And that is filtered down from leadership to people within the organization, so they have faith in being led through whatever changes an organization is potentially looking at.
Do you generally just call people into a meeting hall and inform them of the changes, or do you do one-on-ones? Which has been the best practice?
That's a very good question. I mean, the one approach is definitely some sort of town hall meeting, where, you know, it's an open dialogue, you communicate the changes, but at the same time, you also allow constituents within the organization to also communicate their reservations around the changes, their thinking around the changes, and most importantly, their fears around the changes. Because I think what's more important is managing people's fears around change and ultimately converting that fear into faith that, you know, we'll make it through this.
Now, when you're talking to people via whether it's on a town hall setup or whether it's a one-on-one setup, there are those who may, be resistant to change. What should management then do? Should we then leave them out and say, okay, well, you are resisting change, so we're going to be leaving you out and we're going to be going with those who are embracing it? What happens?
Yeah, that's a very good question. And it's very tough. I mean, no one should be advocating for people to be left out. I think that the most important thing, again, is, there needs to be an open door policy. Obviously, there will be some resistance to change. And around that, you need to kind of offer that privacy to people to kind of come to you and kind of communicate or allay their fears or try to allay their fears around change. And, they're not really open to that change and it's not something that they really want to be a part of. Again, it's an open dialogue. It's a conversation that happens, and it's not a function of you potentially squeezing them out because they don't want to adapt to that change. I think it needs to kind of be put into their side of the court that, this is happening. It's inevitable. This is what we're going through. Ultimately, we want all hands on deck. And to the extent that, as an individual, you can't really commit to putting your hands on despite this change, I think between the leadership and whichever individual or individuals are afraid of change and don't necessarily want to accommodate that change, I think, we need to manage, obviously, that exit in a healthy manner from the organization, if that's the case.
Yeah. Now, the world is changing so rapidly, Tsepi, but that there is also a risk of getting caught up and taken by every trend and thereby wanting to change every now and then. How can a leader distinguish between being too rigid and being swept away by every wind of change?
Yeah, again, a very good question. I mean, I alluded to earlier that, the world is constantly changing, and you're mentioning it again now. You don't want to be an organization or a leader that's too rigid in their ways, but at the same time, there's goals that need to be achieved, and there's a mission that ultimately you are on as an organization. And, you need to be cognizant of that with regards to being swept away by the wind. But at the same time, you can't be too rigid in your ways in a way that change is like we say, the underlying theme is that change is inevitable. And at the same time, not all change is bad, right? Some change can actually put you in a direction that can ultimately even lead you to your ultimate goals. So in that, you need to be cognizant of, in the context of this change or something that's imminent, should we be thinking about as leadership? What should we be thinking about as an organization around which, we are still on path in terms of achieving the mission that we set out to achieve? I think that's the biggest thing. And obviously adapting to ensure that goal and that mission is still achievable. I think that's the key thing. But definitely, I mean, you need to be straight around your values. You need to be straight around your goals. You need to be straight around your strategy, and again, not necessarily a rigid strategy, but also not too much of a loose strategy around how the future looks, because you don't want to also be an organization that goes with the wind.
Well, beautiful stuff there, man. The next question could put you in the line of fire. Do you think an organization like the church also must adapt to the changing world, or would that create a compromise on core principles?
You're asking tough questions, but I mean, the advent of the Lord Jesus Christ, when he came about, obviously he came to kind of, take a shot at the moralistic views or beliefs of the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and he represented that, he was that change that, we need to kind of be thinking about what I'm bringing about here, and that's the kingdom of God, which I'm bringing about, and it's not necessarily resting upon, what you guys believe and how you guys value the law, and, you're using your moral beliefs as some sort of a proxy for knowing God, which you couldn't be further away from the truth. So that for even the, you know, Jesus coming about, that advent in itself of his initial coming, that was radical change. So I think that even in our beliefs as the church and the body of Christ, is that Jesus Christ himself represented change and radical change at that. And it was difficult even for the people of his time, 2025 years ago, to adapt to what he was kind of calling them to understand and realize that, he's bringing about the kingdom and it's available to them right then and there.
Lovely. Now I'm going to get the last question before I let you go. You know, change normally has got positive vibes and positive results and et cetera, et cetera. But can change also be disastrous and chaotic and we regret it in the end?
That one I'll have to. Can change be disastrous? It can be disastrous depending on how you look at it. I think one needs to have a pragmatic approach to how they deal with change. So if you're not ready for it, I think that's when it can be disastrous. I think, like we say again, underlying is that change is inevitable. So in the context of how you operate within the world, you know, always need to be cognizant that, you know, change will come and you have to have tools to actually deal with that change.
Yeah.
I think that's the most important thing. If you don't have the necessary tools to effectively deal with change, it can definitely be disastrous.
And can one then recover from a disaster that is caused by an ill-managed change?
No, definitely. In the same way that it can be disastrous, that disaster can be converted. Change is consistent. So you can kind of manage your way out of that. It will be difficult, not to say it will be easy, but nothing is final. Nothing is cast in stone.
Beautiful stuff there. Well, I must thank you so much for joining us, Tsepiso. And it's always a pleasure to talk to people like yourself, smart people who are able to give us how the world is going and how we must adapt as well. Because I get a sense that change is inevitable, as you've said a number of times, and therefore we should adapt to a possibility of change and be amenable to change. Thank you so much for coming through.
Thank you for having me. God bless.
Lovely. Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.